CBS presents this program in color.
Allow me, Gentleman Rauscher.
Thank you, Klink.
It's a pleasure, Gentleman Rauscher. Definitely a pleasure.
Oh, this American Colonel, Klink,
Hogan, Putzi. Hogan.
Hogan. How would you describe him?
Describe Hogan? Well, I would say that he is, unique. Definitely unique. Yes, General.
A prisoner may have a unique commandant, but a commandant has only prisoners. Remember that, Klink!
That's an excellent point,
sir. Commandant with unique prisoners is a commandant we can do without!
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, sir. I could not agree with you more.
But, Putzi, Hogan is unique.
Which is why, Marion, I am making this unique playmate of yours part of our unique experiment.
Have you ever seen such jealousy ever, Klink? Tell me.
Well, yes. No.
Putzi, stop it. You're terrible.
They are nothing more than good friends, I can tell.
There's no way we can tell.
I would swear that this woman is
all just... right, hold it. I want to hear about the experiment.
Putzi, stop it.
Good friends.
Disregard appearances.
Von Rautzer. Von Rautzer.
I've heard that name, Colonel. He's one of their bright boys in new weapons development.
Yeah, but what's he doing here with her?
Schultz is coming.
I keep listening and don't miss a word.
Colonel Hogan.
Yes?
Oh, Colonel Hogan. You're wanted immediately in the office of Commandant Klink by order of General von Rauscher.
What's it all about, Schultz?
My lips are sealed.
Oh, naturally. You do have an ear to the ground, Schultz?
Well, all I know is that woman is here again, that Russian, remember? She was also here when the rocket fuel depot blew up.
What do they want with me?
My impression is that the woman at the time of the big boom-boom was madly in love with you. My impression also is that at the present time, she is madly in love with General von Rauscher. Therefore, Colonel Hogan...
Therefore what, Schultz?
Therefore, I would rather be me than you. Shall we go? General Farasha, Colonel Hogan.
Sir?
Do not salute me, Hogan. Kiss me.
Colonel Robert Hogan, senior prisoner of war officer.
The iron control of this man, the long winter nights he has spent on his prison cot dreaming of my embrace.
Fortunately, that is now over.
What did you see in him, Maria?
He forced himself on me, and I adored it.
General von Rauscher.
Quiet!
He will do. He is adequate.
Adequate is sensational.
Adequate. Hogan, did you know the war is over?
The war is over?
Who won?
This man! Schultz, this!
Miss!
Come on, Herr Commandant.
You do not seem to be surprised by the news, Hogan.
Not really, but I must say you put up a game little fight.
Not only is the war over, Hogan... Another surprise.
You are the one who will tell the Allies they have lost.
Well, General, although I appreciate your asking...
We are not offering you a choice. We are giving you an order.
Yes, Hogan. An order.
Your military specialty, Klink, is interpreter.
Interpreter? Definitely not.
Because I believe that calls for a rating of full corporal.
Of course. That's very fair, too.
So, Hogan, through the good offices of our mutual friend here...
Thanks a lot.
It was nothing, darling. You have been chosen to be the witness of a historic demonstration of a new weapon developed under my command, which will convince the Allies all is useless. After the demonstration, you will fly back to the United States with the news.
What do you want to witness? Don't tell me you're not going to try this thing out on a live target.
Of course, a live target. But the most difficult, the most elusive target imaginable. Once that target vanishes, you will corroborate that we hit exactly and precisely what we aimed for. You will be doing your country and England a great favor.
What about Russia?
We are hopeful that the United States and England will then join us in our little crusade against the East.
Don't hang by your thumbs.
That is all, Hoggett! Pack your gear. We leave within the hour.
Terribly sorry to lose you, Hogan.
You are not losing him yet, Klink.
But the general...
You are coming along to be in charge of Hogan's security. And if he escapes... Up against the wall, Klink.
Up against the wall. The general certainly has a way with words.
Any more questions?
Just one. Why me?
Because of what we once had together.
I'm asking you, General. Why me?
I will tell you. Maria has intimated to me that your role here at Stalag 13 is not entirely, shall we say, passive.
I don't understand, General.
You will. Her little hint fits in with what we know about this area. A center for sabotage, clandestine operations, commandos, everything.
Surely the general does...
You are interpreting again?
Corporal Klink.
It has a nice ring to it, no?
Corporal Klink. It has a nice ring to it, yes.
So, Hogan, by reassigning you, so to speak, we are killing two birds with one stone. Clever.
Diabolically.
Do not thank me, Hogan. You will make it up to me in other ways.
Perhaps she is under the influence of drugs.
Yeah. Oh, perhaps you're on the other side.
All right. It was just an idea.
All right, look, I'll try to get in touch with you wherever they take me. Above all, keep loose. If they come after you, fold up Stalag 13.
What?
You gotta be joking, sir.
Fold up Stalag 13?
That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
We're going in.
Roger, Colonel.
If there's anything that can be done about their so-called super weapon, I'll try to do it. If not...
You know, sir, I'd kind of always thought that if there was to be an ultimate weapon, it would have been mine.
Yeah, you did find Carter, all of you.
Hold
on. Yeah, I know, Schultz. Time to go.
Although I don't know where it is, I'm supposed to go with you, guarding you from escaping. You do not intend to escape, do you?
We'll see, Schultz.
Because I did not like the way General von Rauscher sat up against the wall. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I'm quite sure I don't like it.
Hey, Schultz, if you don't mind.
Oh, excuse me, of course. I wait outside it. Who won the war?
Still up for grabs.
Good. I'm bipartisan myself.
Well, fellas, I guess I've said everything there's to be said. We don't meet again. It's been fun. Good luck.
Good night.
Thanks, Carter.
Well, you see it, Hogan. What do you think, eh?
It's like a standard V-2 rocket to me.
Correct, on the outside. But on the inside, where Dr. Zagoskin is working, it is vastly different.
I'd like to see that.
Sorry, my dear Holger.
I told you, Putzi, he's always thinking.
So what's inside, a new guidance system?
Years ahead of its time. Infallible, sophisticated. Once set, it will home in on any target, Hogan, any target, stationary or moving.
You're happy for us, Hogan.
Us?
Of course! Zagoskin is a Russian, a genius!
You deserve each other.
As a military man, you will see what this means. Once in mass production, we will be able to shoot down at will any train, plane, ship, hit any single vital factory, blast any armored columns. Hogan, in your own terms, you have had it.
My warmest congratulations to the general. I always said when you find a smart Russian...
Oh, so speak quiet.
So, when's the grand demonstration?
Tomorrow. That's midnight. Zagoskin! Zagoskin, come down! I was about to tell our witness of the target. Somewhere in the North Sea, Hogan. The British battleship Duke of York is on patrol. Where, we do not know. We do not have to know. The rocket will know. Yes, Zagoskin?
Eh? Oh, a battleship. Not the problem. No. The adjustment has been made.
Sometime after midnight, the Duke of York will simply vanish from the surface of the sea. Beautiful.
With 3,000 men.
A detail. The theory will be a submarine attack or a giant mine. But you, Hogan, will arrive with the true story. The United States and England will quickly sue for peace. All is clear?
Just one thing. You're a Russian national?
Eh? Oh. I suppose so. Things like that, they're not important to me.
You're aware if the Nazis can use a thing like this to knock us out of the war, their next target is Russia?
Oh, there you are wrong. I have been assured it will never be used against my Russia. Never.
You're not only a traitor, you're a fool.
Hogan, you forget. The war is over.
Not yet. At least not until tomorrow night.
Oh. And you are looking for some way to alter the course of history or the course of the rocket?
Not necessarily. Not with Sergeant Schultz and Colonel Klink to guard me.
That's true. The general knows my record at Stalag 13. Not one escape.
And
not one.
Never even any monkey business.
Monkey business? Never, General for Russia. Never.
Well, Hogan. I have no more worries.
You better stay away from that rocket! Did you hear me? My destroyer arms here! Back all of you, back!
Who are you?
Major Hookstetter, head general in charge of security here, and you're all much too close to this rocket.
My dear Major, there is no danger of it firing.
Firing? Who's worried about firing? I'm worried about spying.
Are you aware that I am in charge of this project and that this is the inventor?
Until I clear you, you will please stop inventing. Who is that woman?
She is my interpreter, Hochstetter.
How?
Yes, Major Hochstetter, and I believe a full corporal.
What is this bundle doing here?
Responsible for the security of our witness.
I am responsible for security here. What witness?
Hi there.
What is this man doing here?
Hochstetter, I am in charge of this project, and I am operating under direct authority of the German General Staff.
Traitors, all of them. What is this man doing here?
I am in charge of security.
What is this man doing here?
He is our witness.
Witness? You have chosen the most dangerous man in all Germany as a witness. The Gestapo is taking over! I will surround this camp with a ring of steel. Anyone within 100 yards of this rocket will be shot and reshot!
Major Hochstetter,
pleasure to have you aboard.
Oh, General Hogan. It seems you have a visitor.
What are you talking about, Schultz?
The rules are no visitors, but for that visitor,
I am convinced I would be worse off if I did not let her in than if I did. She's very much like you, Colonel.
I have come to you, Hogan, darling.
Yes, well.
You're not dying from sheer desire?
Not kind you mean, no.
Oh, again, you misunderstand me. I am on your side.
You are. By telling von Rauscher about our operation at Stalag 13, by contriving to get me out of there and sent home, by being part of a plot to win the war for the Nazis, get off my side.
The first time we're alone and you talk politics.
Oh, look.
I admit, circumstantial evidence is against me, but I expected you to have faith, Hogan.
You expect me to have what?
My real mission is to get Zygoskin out of here and back to Russia. I could have done it alone, but it is so much more fun together, Hogan.
That's your mission?
Of course. You brought your men with you from Stalag 13, especially my delicious small one, LeBeau.
No, I didn't bring your delicious small one or any other kind. How was I to know?
Think with your heart, Hogan.
What about the rocket? What do we do about that?
Do anything you want. Do I know from rockets?
Yeah, it's against my better judgment, but I guess I'll have to trust you.
You never could resist me, Hogan.
Yeah. Look, they must have a short wave set here. Can you get access to it?
I got access to you, darling.
Mm-hmm. I want you to transmit this message word for word. And if luck is with us, my boys will hear it.
I melt when you trust me like this.
Hogan, this is Hogan. Highly irregular.
You won't dare to interrupt the Gestapo interrogation?
The Gestapo? Why, certainly not.
She's not a corporal, sir. She's a lieutenant colonel. She outranks Hochstetter.
While I have always cooperated with the Gestapo, most fully, and my record is quite clear on that, still under the circumstances, I feel obliged that I must report this to Major Hochstetter?
I would not. You see, I am watching him.
No, of course, that's most thorough. Then I shall mention it to no one?
No one! Dismissed! He's about to crack.
Ночи чорнія, ночі страшнія.
At last, we are almost alone.
What's with von Rauscher?
He will sleep until the rocket launching. Do not press me for details, darling.
Okay, I won't.
Be as jealous as you want, darling.
Yeah, later. I gotta meet my boys in the woods. Zygoskin?
Oh, what a busy evening it has been for me. He is ready to talk, to cry, to sing. Is he a Russian?
Yeah, I got a bad singing voice, but we'd better talk to him now.
He's Zygoskin. Zygoskin.
Ah, you called me a traitor, a fool, and you were right.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Ilyichka. Stop that, not now. Wake up. Wake up. You hear me? Are you up? Hogan is my friend. He's working with me. He is on our side. You hear me? We must have answers from you.
Life teaches only one thing. There are no answers.
Look, make a guess. What happens tonight when your rocket goes up?
Oh, I was not taken in, no. There you were wrong. I knew they would use it against my Russia.
Then why'd you make it? Or did you?
Of course I made it. I had this theory. I wanted to see if it would work. It did. It did.
Oh, it did.
Look, what happens tonight? Does it wipe out the battleship?
Eh? Oh, battleship. No, no.
What then? What?
It will rise majestically, fly from sight, and exactly 18 minutes later return and kill everyone here, including Ilyich Igor Zygoskin. I shall have atoned.
You don't come up with any easy ones, do you?
No.
never.
All right, Carter, give it back to me. I want to make sure we're all straight on this.
Yes, sir. Now, I go 100 yards due south from here. That puts me near the perimeter of the camp. At 2200 hours, 10 o'clock, I fire a couple of bursts into camp, and then I set off my firecrackers.
Right.
Boy, I got some beauties here, Colonel. They're going to sound like rifle shots.
I hope.
This is going to be one of my greatest diversions.
As soon as you set them off, come back here and wait for the others.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you will be with me. After you return to Stalag 13 the same way you came.
What about you, Colonel?
If things work out, I'll meet you there.
I told you, Colonel, right? I said she's on our side.
I think she's on our side. I'm not sure. Good luck, Carter.
Okay, let's go. All right, on your feet. Support us in attack. Join the other troops. We'll guard the rocket. Now!
All right, you guys stand guard. Come on, Kinch.
We got trouble coming, Colonel.
Right behind the rocket. Come on.
What is happening here? Where's the other guards?
It's a partisan attack. The other guards went to fight.
I will have them shot. Good work.
Thank you.
Come with me, Clink.
To the fighting, Major?
Of course, to the fighting. Where's Anne?
You go ahead. I'll meet you there. I forgot my helmet.
Clink! Clink! Dummkopf! Guard this rocket with your life.
You fool, Herr Major! Well, lying?
You think there's any danger here?
You're as safe as in your mum's arms, Schulze.
Good. Schulze.
Hi, Schulze. Fancy meeting you here.
Look over there, Schulze. Like old home week.
I do not like this. Too many things are happening. An attack that is not an attack. Guards deserting their posts. And where is Zagoskin?
Sleeping. We could not rouse him.
Well, if anything goes wrong, I will find ways of rousing him.
Quiet! Countdown!
Countdown.
Exciting, isn't it?
Quiet!
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, fire!
Mindless traitors! Someone will pay for this. Heads will roll!
I don't understand. Every test was perfect.
Holden, from the first I suspected you. What do you have to say?
Well, back to the old drawing board.
Berlin is calling every minute. What happened to the Duke of York? Nothing is what happened to the Duke of York.
Bad scene, Major.
Hogan, I will not go down alone. If my head is to roll, all heads will roll.
Except, Major, I quite clearly had no part in this whole affair. Therefore,
all heads will roll.
All heads will roll. Oh, that's quite democratic, sir.
Poor Putzi, so handsome and so unlucky.
Traitors, all of you. I fully intend... Hogan, why are you so composed?
Oh, it's obvious, Major. You've already figured how to turn this to your advantage.
I have?
Yes?
Of course. The ultimate weapon didn't quite work out. But the Major has a plan to cripple the entire Russian rocket program.
He has?
Go on, Hogan.
You're pulling my leg. You're not arranging right now for Zagoskin to escape to Russia? Of course you are. He'll do for them what he's done for you. That's worthy of Himmler himself, Major.
Hogan, I...
Major Hagstetter is a genius, Putin. He saved us all.
Yeah, I believe I have.
Oh, sir, you're still going to send me home, aren't you?
Of course not. Take him away, Clint. Back to Stalag, sir.
George, take him away.
It's cruel, sir, cruel.
Sensational.
Adequate.